from KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Saul Gonzalez in Los Angeles. Here in L.A., the last evacuation orders caused by this weekend's Saddle Ridge fire have been lifted, that as the blaze reached about 50% containment. The wildfire scorched 8,000 acres in the North San Fernando Valley and forced about 100,000 people to leave their homes. Over 20 structures were destroyed by the wind-driven flames, including 16 single-family homes and two apartments. A 54-year-old man died of a heart attack while trying to save his house by fighting the flames with a garden hose. Three firefighters suffered minor injuries. East of L.A., the Sandalwood Fire in the community of Cala Mesa is 100% contained. It's blamed for two deaths and the loss of 76 structures, many mobile homes. I mentioned evacuations earlier. Fire experts estimate about 10% of people ignore evacuation orders, and another 25% wait around to see how bad the fire is before leaving. KPCC's Sharon McNary has a story of one woman in that wait-and-see group.
Porter Ranch resident Lindley Margulis was slow to leave her home on Edelston Drive in the early hours of the Saddle Ridge fire.
Oh, God, that sends chills. Makes me cry.
At first, she wasn't sure the police wanted her portion of the street to leave.
We heard a little bit of the speakers saying mandatory, but it was further away.
Her husband said,
"The winds have died a little bit, so let's just wait it out." I put the cat in the carrier. Within 15 minutes, he said, "It's time to go." "Why?" We went out the front door. "Oh, I didn't realize the fire was behind us. There." You know, I could see it. I could feel the flames.
By then, the road was clogged and smoky.
All up and down Reseda was flame. So it was pretty crowded with all the news channels and the fire people and us trying to get out. So you couldn't just zoom on out. I felt the heat on the side of my door as I was trying to leave. We were in two cars. I couldn't find my husband. For the moment, you thought, well, can I get down this hill or not? But we had animals in our car, and we're going to protect them, you know, no matter what. I had faith I'd get off the hill, just slowly.
Next time, she says she'll get out sooner.
Again, that was Sharon McNary. When wildfires do erupt, we depend on highly trained firefighters to put them out. Women and men often working in dangerous and grueling conditions. Just before this weekend's fire started, KCRW's Benjamin Gottlieb spent time with firefighters from the U.S. Forest Service as they trained. Here's his report.
Rush Fire Area 10, location will be Little Tonga Canyon Road, just north of Little Tonga Station.
Up a dusty road in rural L.A. County, at the top of the San Fernando Valley, a brush fire is burning on a ranch hillside.
Did you hear that, Oscar?
Oscar, copy. Rescue 98, digit 24, digit 481, Life Force 89, Life Force 87.
Everybody cool with me?
I'll bring you back.
Okay, so I was about to do some brush clearance with the U.S. Forest Service, and I just got a call of a brush fire north of their station, Little Tonga Canyon Road. So we're driving right now to the scene of that brush fire and gonna check it out and see how it's going. Now I'm following the Forest Service up the canyon. Let me get my AC on, it's really hot here.
Watch the footing!
It's deep.
Hey, I'm only get like three people down there to make it to the bottom.
Once he's gonna get to the bottom,
there is farm equipment everywhere, tractors, trucks, horses too, and several dozen firefighters with the U.S. Forest Service laying hose, digging up coals, and smothering this fire before it can make headlines.
That doesn't look like water, is it?
That's foam, actually.
Today was supposed to be a day of training here in the Angeles National Forest, a 700,000-acre mountain and wilderness area that dissects L.A. County. But U.S. Forest firefighter Matthew Hawkins says he rarely knows what his day will look like.
That's how it is every day. We plan for one thing, and then in the spur of the moment, get a call, and we have to change up our plans just like that, in the blink of an eye.
Since the year 2000, there have been nearly 600,000 fires in the Angeles National Forest, something that lead officer Oscar Vargas says forces his team to be constantly prepared for fire.
We have more fires at a year-round period. Now we're seeing fire seasons extending before summer, after summer, sometimes year-round. It really depends on the climate and weather.
When the fires get big, they get names. The Camp Fire, the Thomas Fire, the Woolsey Fire. But this one doesn't. It only burned about an acre, and yet it takes all day to put out. Most fires in this forest are small, but fighting them keeps this crew prepared for the really big ones. For the California Reports, I'm Benjamin Gottlieb in the Angeles National Forest.
And finally, it was a hectic weekend for Governor Newsom, who signed bills passed by the state legislature into law before a legislative deadline. Here are just some of the highlights. One new law will delay start times at California public schools until after 8 a.m. Supporters say research shows later starts increase academic performance. Another new law prohibits smoking and vaping at state parks and beaches, with offenders risking a $25 fine. And finally, there's a new law that bans the sale and manufacture of new fur products in the state and prohibits the use of most animals and circus acts. Rodeos are exempt from that one.
Support for the California Report comes from Strauss Family Creamery, producing 100% organic milk in reusable glass bottles for more than 25 years, keeping 500,000 pounds of milk containers out of landfills every year. StraussFamilyCreamery.com. Energy Upgrade California, urging Californians to keep it golden by saving energy through simple acts like unplugging unused devices. EnergyUpgradeCalifornia.org. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose Fund for Strategic Innovation supports transformative ideas that benefit humanity while protecting the natural world, recognizing through science the interdependence of all living systems.
And that's the California Report for Monday, October 14th. I'm Saul Gonzalez. Wherever you're listening, have a great day.